The Federal Environment Minister ignored critical departmental advice about a proposed development on an environmentally sensitive wetland in favour of a major party donor, according to documents obtained under Freedom of Information. The minister at the time was the current treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, and the proposal, a $1.4 billion project put forward by the Walker Corporation, would see a massive development of 3,600 apartments, a marina, a hotel and convention centre, encroaching on a Queensland wetland protected under an international treaty. Steve Kinnane from the ABC's Investigations Unit has the story.
Toondah Harbour, 30 kilometres from the centre of Brisbane, is an important wetland for endangered birds.
He was eating a minute ago. He was eating a couple of crabs.
Dr. Rob Clemens is showing me some of the critically endangered shorebirds who rely on these mudflats to fatten up before their epic journeys back to their breeding grounds in Russia and China.
They're sort of the endurance athletes of the animal kingdom.
The birds' habitats are protected by five international treaties, including the Ramsar Convention, which preserves wetlands. But a proposed development by Lang Walker's company Walker Corporation threatens to undermine that commitment. If approved, this $1.4 billion project would be built on a Ramsar site. And now a series of documents obtained by the ABC sheds new light on the behind-the-scenes manoeuvring during the approval process. In April 2016, the department wrote to Walker Corporation, making its position clear.
The department intends to advise the minister to make a decision that the proposal in its current form is clearly unacceptable.
That means the department thought the minister should strike it out straight away. But that never happened. In the year the proposal was referred to the federal government, Walker Corporation donated $225,000 to the Federal Liberal Party and $23,000 to Queensland Labor. By February 2017, the minister had not yet made a decision, and Walker's corporate advisers threatened to take the matter to the federal court, arguing to strike the project out would entail an error in law. The ABC has obtained that confidential letter. It says,
"We have instructions from Lang Walker to file and serve this originating application no later than 9 March 2017 if agreement on another process has not been reached prior."
Walker Corp never took that action, but the message was clear. In May last year, Walker Corporation withdrew its initial proposal and submitted a smaller one that still encroached on 42 hectares of the Ramsar site. Even that was deemed unacceptable by the department, who urged the minister to reject it, according to documents obtained by the Australian Conservation Foundation under Freedom of Information.
The department considers the impacts of the proposed development will result in permanent and irreversible damage to the ecological character of the Moreton Bay Ramsar wetland.
But the then Minister Josh Frydenberg rejected that advice. He circled, not agreed, signed it, and deemed the proposal a controlled action, sending it to an environmental assessment known as an EIS. The project had not been approved, but it had got past that critical first hurdle. The CEO of the ACF, Kelly O'Shaughnessy, says she's shocked by that decision and believes there's now a good chance it will be approved.
Over 1,700 assessments that have been done under the EPBC Act, only 11 have been rejected over that time.
Josh Frydenberg was unavailable for interview. In a statement, he said,
"Consistent with the EPBC Act, the government decided to allow for a more detailed assessment of the proposal, including its potential impact on the wetland."
Lang Walker was also unavailable for interview. I spoke to Craig Adley from Walker Corp in Brisbane.
It has been a lengthy process to get to this point of starting the EIS, and regardless of some of those issues, all the decisions on this project need to be based on the science and the facts.
That's Craig Adley from Walker Corp ending Steve Kinnane's report, and you can hear the full investigation on Background Briefing on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts from. And the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has just responded to that report.
"Actually, what is important is to have faith in the process. And every case
is different."
"Well,
that's where the faith falls down when you know that a high-profile donor is involved."
"Well, it's nothing to do with the donor. This has got
nothing to..." "Public opinion might vary on that, Minister."
"Well, if you want to beat it up, Virginia, then, you know, maybe you could try to sway some people. But the reality is, in Steve's story, he did not make one mention of the very public advocacy from the Palaszczuk Labor government and Jackie Trad out there with the local council promoting jobs in the area. These are sensitive wetlands. I'm the first to acknowledge that. This is a Ramsar-listed wetlands with migratory species, including dolphins, turtles, birds and the like. And you have to proceed very carefully. All I was doing under the EPBC Act was to enable an opportunity for a proper assessment. I think it's only fair that you understand that context and you try not to beat this up in a one-way story.
That's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, speaking there with Virginia Trioli on ABC Breakfast.